He went down a rabbit hole, and then he met his other self, and then he has a picture of himself talking to the other self on video. Is that a hoax, or did that actually happen?
It did actually happen, but if you start using your time, then it can happen because you wouldn't have time to meet yourself from yourself, because the self that you'd meet would be the time that you're invoking right now. So then you'd have to split time to be able to see yourself being yourself. But your chip box, your chip body didn't notice. It just recognized the pixelation that was, so it didn't know that that was against the rules.
Did he decide or know or create that experience way before, many, many, many years before? Was he planning on doing that?
No, it was the fastest path to his joy, and then he said, let's go for it. Boom. The same thing is true. You take your life in your own hands when you get in your car and to go get a gallon of milk. Do you decide years and years and years before that you're going to go pick up a gallon of milk? No. You look and you see you're getting low of milk and you're going to make a pudding, and so you want to go get a gallon of milk. So you work it out and then you decide, yes, that's my choice, go get a gallon of milk. Okay, good, go, 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 boom, boom, boom. Uh-oh, the Walmart I'm going to is in another world. How do I do that? Well, I didn't plan it years and years and years before. No, maybe they have the freshest milk in another world. I can get so far in the future that my milk will never spoil. Hey, that's the kind of milk I'd like to have.
When he did that, he had the camera available to do it, so somehow within him he created a scenario so he could do that because he brought the camera with him. Has he been able to duplicate that, or is this a continual thing that's going on with him?
Yes, yes, he has. But now he realizes that he just didn't keep that to himself, because otherwise the attention that you draw, they don't want to know how special you are. They want to know so they can pick the bones to prove you are card-carrying crazy. Mm-hmm. It's much more fun to know something and keep it to your happy self.
Is he going through that portal many times now? He knows how to do it?
Not that one. He's found lots of different portals. They're all available. Took his meat sack with him everywhere he goes, and he just so happened to have his looky phone on him when he got there.
Has he been able to utilize this new talent that he has for his personal life to determine future probabilities and things of that nature?
No, he's going to drag home money checks that he can spend on his own pleasure.
He's putting credits in his bank account. Is he bringing actual dollar bills? Is there dollar bills in the other world?
There are many different kinds of dollars.
Including the
gold, there's diamonds, there's iridium, there's neutrinos that you haven't discovered that are right here in your planet because you haven't figured out what it's all about yet. And you can take vast fields, and the next thing you know, you can find uranium in them, but then nobody wants uranium anymore. Oh, wait, because that's bad. So then they quit finding uranium, but it's still there, but they can't find it.
How come the camera can pick up other worlds?
Because no one told it that it couldn't. The creator that created the creation of the pixelation of the phone or the looky thing, it said capture everything, just like your eye captures everything. And then you only see certain things. Well, the camera doesn't do that. The camera just takes in, like your eye. That's how it's created. It's what it's based on. That those Kodak moments that folks speak of, the Kodak doesn't decide, oh, nope, not you, not this, not that. No, no, it takes the full view of all, just like your eyes do. And what we're saying is if you limit it to what the clock face says, your lying eyes may confound you, and you may not see the reality that there is no time. And therefore, your technology, while you're tweeting and sweating and whatever it is that you do, allows you this dynamic to see all. And then if it's pinpointed in a pixelation process of perpetude, then you can have an anomaly. And what we're saying is that all these anomalies are not anomalies. They're normal. Your situation that you do all day, every day, sitting on the 10, that's the thing that seems silly to us.